Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Tony, just sip a coffee. Sansonetti, dude. How you been doing, man? It's been a while.
I'm lubricated.
Lubricated. That pussy is wet and ready to go.
No, I'm lubing up my fucking giant balls and penis.
Oh, that penis is ready to go. Lubed up to the tubes up. How you been, dude? What have you been up to?
I had Easter, where I didn't really celebrate anything.
Get some cool chocolate, some Easter bunnies.
No, the Easter bunny didn't come see me.
Oh.
He was too busy with, you know, young children and frightening infants.
Yeah, I didn't even talk to my family on Easter, so we got that going.
All right.
He is risen. Yeah, normally we have like an Easter lunch or some shit like that, but we didn't do that this year, which I was completely fine with. I stuck at home and cleaned the house. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice Sunday afternoon.
Mm.
Celebrating
the resurrection of our Lord and Savior.
Yes, he is risen.
Jesus.
All is at peace while he is in heaven.
Yeah. All's peed while
the world is heaven. The world is at peace. I don't forget what the quote is. It's from Evangelion. It's like a motto.
What a fan.
Yep.
What else have you been up to, buddy?
God is in his heaven, all is right with the world.
Oh, neato.
Mm-hmm.
So when God's not in his heaven, then all is wrong with the world.
He sends his angels down and they kill the fucking universe.
And that's the fucking Evangelions.
That's
right?
Yeah, it's Evangelion, and it's, yes, that's
spelled with an E, fuck off.
They're called angels.
Okay. Well, mister, I don't even know quotes from the thing I like.
I did know the quotes.
Barely. Anyways, what else have you been doing other than Easter?
Just spiting you.
Yeah. Well, that's a normal everyday.
Yeah.
That doesn't change.
Yeah. I don't know. I had like a crappy day, and then I had a great day.
Crappy day today?
No, on Monday.
Okay.
And then a good day on Tuesday, because got to hang out with Courtney and gave her presents and made her Harry Potter cake. And
that's nice.
Friggin' 8 KFC, you know, the huge
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, let him know the acronym.
The old Colonel went and saw fucking, what's her name? Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
She made you some chicken. What'd you get, the family bucket?
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I was just asking,
like,
what you got.
I need a family bucket.
There's two people. I would get a family bucket for two people. That's like four or five,
yeah,
six meals.
I got the big box meal. Hmm. It's like chicken and chicken with a side and mashed potatoes and a biscuit.
Wow.
It's a big box.
Yeah, it sounds like it. There's a lot in there.
And we got an extra mac and cheese because they're just dumb as fuck there.
Oh my goodness. How's their mac and cheese? Is it as good as fucking Boston Market?
No.
That shit's like fucking cut from God's own dick. Shit's amazing.
A slice of God's dick is something tasty to you.
Yeah, I would imagine. Or her clit, whatever you want to say. Slice of her boob, his penis. Their asshole. I don't even know who it is. If they have a gender, dude.
Wow, so many pronouns.
Yeah. There was a few in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Boston Market mac and cheese is like the gospel. That shit's so good.
It's delicious as shit.
Go there and just get five sides of that. They're like, is that it? I'm like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. And I'm eating alone.
Yeah.
I don't need to impress anybody.
Just load them up, please.
I don't need to trip the fan. I'll go into a carb coma, thank you.
Mm.
Got a carb up for the nap I'm about to take.
I love it. Well,
the KFC mac and cheese, go.
It's all right.
How many deep impacts?
Oh, it gets 6 deep impacts because it's enjoyable with the other sides. It kind of all has the same salt. 5.
Wouldn't rewatch, eh?
I wouldn't rewatch it immediately, but every like few months, oh yeah.
Every blue moon, I'll go out. Get me a KFC fucking cravings box.
Well, I was about to walk out because...
Out of where? Work?
Of KFC.
Oh, why?
Because I was kind of pissed.
Where's Reba McEntire?
I was looking through it, and I was like, all right, we got everything, blah, blah, because we got like 5 sides and shit, so I was checking it, and I was like, oh, they gave us 2 mac and cheese and forgot my mashed potatoes. But I had crushed up the receipt and thrown it away, and I literally had talked to the girl at the register 4 minutes before when I ordered it, paid, and she handed me the receipt, and I go, hey, in the bag, we ordered the big box and this and that. You know, I was like, this and this. It's just 2 specials. With 2 drinks. Like, I was like, this and this. And she was like, oh, so you're just missing a potatoes. I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, cool. Do you have your receipt? And I was like, and I looked at her like really shitty, like, just, you're tarded? I pitched it after I got my meal. Because I was, you know, because your meals are like numbered. They say like 44-12 ready.
Don't need this anymore.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'd have to get my manager. I was like, never mind.
So you.
And I went and grabbed the bag and I was like, come on. Like, no, she's just being a fucking idiot about it. It's yeah. a 29-cent side for them. Mm. And we're going to walk out. I was like, for sure, just like walking out and like ghosting that chick. And I guess she grabbed her manager. And her manager's like, wait, what's going on? And Courtney actually was like, oh, well, we just...
He wants his mashed potato.
We just didn't get a mac and... I mean, we just didn't get a fucking mashed potato in the box. And she's like, oh, okay, hang on. And just handed it to her. She's like, see ya. I was like, 19-year-old, drive your shitty pickup truck right off the bridge.
Wow, that you really wanted those mashed potatoes.
Well, no, I really wanted it to not be as complex as it was for such little fucking, like... I was asking for such a small item. I wasn't like, dude, I had another bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
Could I have one? One, please.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah. It'd it's be like annoying. You being like, oh, yeah, could I have two extra fucking sides? Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get my manager if you didn't get those two sides.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I mean, cool. Let me get your dipping sauce.
There is a lot. That's, yeah. I mean, there is a lot of times when people call up and they're like, yeah, this wasn't right. And I'm like, yeah, I took that phone call. And they're like, well, I ordered this. People order on the internet and they're like, yeah, I didn't get what I wanted. I'm like, oh, well, you ordered online. They're like, well, it went in wrong. I'm like, what do you mean?
Huh?
I was like, you mean you clicked it wrong? They're like, no, I had it right. And I was like, well, you have a confirmation email with your order on it, so just check that. They're like, well, no, I don't have that. I'm like, well, then you're obviously lying. Like, so I'm like, yo, where's your receipt? And you're like, fucking drive your pickup truck off a cliff, you bitch.
Yeah, I would be like, how dare you?
Now, I will say that, like, her not remembering yet you ordered mashed potatoes, understandable, but you're right. I think the best thing would have done is, like, hey, were you like, hey, you gave me an extra side of mac and cheese instead of potatoes?
She didn't let me. I would have been like, there's two of this.
Oh, you didn't read it with that?
Huh? No.
I would have been like, hey, you gave me an extra side of mac and cheese instead of potatoes. You probably just flip-flopped them, and then they would have probably exchanged it, and it would have been like, let me get my manager.
I wasn't going to give up extra mac and cheese.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying if you would have went about it that way, an honest customer, and then...
I was honest. I honestly didn't get fucking mashed potatoes.
But you did get mac and cheese, which you left out.
So?
All right, man.
She didn't ask if I got anything extra in its place.
Well, was just something extra in its place.
She wasn't ready to dive into any of the details. She was just ready to say, without a receipt, I can't do anything. Bye.
Well, no, it's I got to talk to my manager. Maybe she was like, one time I gave away...
Food people are fucking idiots, then.
Maybe she got bitched at one time because she did that.
Yeah, because she was doing too much fucking heroin and sucking too much dick in the bathroom.
Whoa.
That's what I got out of her. That's
I thought you just meant food employees in general. That's what I felt. Jeez, calm it down, man.
Am I offending somebody on this podcast?
I'm in food service, sir. I understand. But, like, I also get, like, where you're coming from. I would have just been, like, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I need a marinara cup. I think you already got
one. Also, you can print out the receipts that happened. That's where she fucked up. You should have been like, hey, don't on my street. She would have been like, repeat previous order.
I told her, I was like, it's order 4412.
Yeah, if you even have your number, especially, yeah, they can reprint that shit easy.
And she still said, And then I was like, mm-mm.
That's
nope,
weird.
I've done enough talking.
I wonder if that's some weird policy or she's just one of those people that like don't have power, so they administer it.
I just think that she's a sloppy asshole and like she fucked her job up before, and so now she's on like fucking like, I can get my manager before I do anything, because I've been handing out free samples to all my friends all day.
I've been handing out taters this whole goddamn day. All right, well,
70 pieces of chicken went missing, and I gotta get them.
A lot of KFC talk right there. What else you been up to? Is that it?
No, what have you been up to?
Nothing really bad. Fucking edited some episodes of Let the Hate Flow Through You. That was fun. Got to work on a new intro for them this week, I think. My car's kind of fucked right now. I'm pretty sure I have a bad wheel bearing. Gonna go get that checked out tomorrow. And on Monday, I go see Hollywood Babylon with V. And get to see Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman do the live podcast. That'll be cool.
You can give them a high five?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
That's crazy, dude. Like, if I had fans, like, I would high-five them.
Pretty sure that Kevin Smith immediately leaves after those shows.
Is he nice?
Yeah, I think, yeah, if you, like, catch him out. But I think with all those people that are there just for him, like, he's not about, because if he gets caught, like, he'll be caught forever, and he just had the heart attack. But I think he even does that anyways, because, like, it's just going to be a mob of people for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, I imagine I'd be like that real quick if I was a celebrity.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like,
I'd be a fucking asshole.
Well, there's it's weird. Like, I remember I went to the Yoga Hosers premiere, and it was like $150 for the quote unquote meet and greet after, but it's like a private Q&A where I think you get a picture and get to shake his hand or something like that. And then the tickets were like $50, so it's like almost an extra $100 if you wanted to like the VIP
experience.
And there was only like a certain amount of them too, so he charges for it and then caps it as well. And I think it was like 20 or 30 minutes after the show, like that's what it got you with other people.
Like a crew, little
like,
crew.
Like a group of people, yeah. Well, there's probably like
50?
Probably, yeah. I think there was like 50 max or some shit. But still, that's like a decent amount of people. If you're trying to get something autographed or something like that, or you're, I don't know. It didn't seem worth it to me, and obviously I'm a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem worth it to me to pay an extra $100 to be able to like, man, you've changed my life, because everyone else tells you that too. Like, fucking, like, I live by the words you say. Like, everyone tells him that shit.
And I'm nothing to you.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it's just another fucking, like, grain of salt into the fucking beach that he, like, walks upon, you know? So, that should be fun. I'm really fucking excited to do that.
Yeah, you're, like, one of the baby worm brain suckers, like, helpers in Starship Troopers that hold the mama alien up off the ground and levitate her so she never has to, like, rest herself on the ground.
Right, I walk him through life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that. All right, man. So the news, I watched The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Oh, I told you to do that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up.
Man, oh, man. That movie looks fucking sweet.
Yeah, it does look like a lot of fun.
It looks adorable.
Amblin is doing it, and it's Jack Black, and you know the other actors or actresses in it? Little boy.
Oh, girl. Oh, shit. I don't know the little boy. Fuck. She was in Thor Ragnarok. She played Hela.
Oh, okay. Don't know her name either.
Yeah, I don't either. Kate Beckinsale. Nope, Kate Blanchett. There it is.
Okay, hey, found her. yeah, it's neat. It's like this like clock that like produces evil things inside this house, and they're trying to figure out a way to stop it. It looks very magical, very like goosebumpy, Harry Pottery. It looks very set around Halloween, at least.
It looks fun.
But yeah, it looks like a blast. I think it's going to be a cool
I thought time. You'd like that.
Yeah, watch this trailer for Terminal. Have you seen that?
No.
Margot Robbie, she's like an insane killer, and oh fuck, man, I watched like 6 trailers in a row and just now too, so I'm gonna get them all jumbled together.
Yeah, you
but
are.
Yeah, she's like an insane person that goes on these killing sprees, and it looks very well shot and awesome, and she plays a psychopath, which I think she does well.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other movies? Kodachrome. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
You remember the guy in Colossal? He has a weird name. The drunk dude that ends up being the spoilers.
Oh, robot. Yeah. Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis, Ed Helms, and not Ed Helms, Ed Harris. Ed Harris and Scarlet Witch, the Olsen girl. Elizabeth Olsen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in it. And it seems like it's a death drive for Ed Harris from his son, which is Sudeikis.
Yeah.
And I think his girlfriend maybe is Elizabeth Olsen, or maybe sister.
Damn.
I think
Ed girlfriend. Harris with Elizabeth Olsen?
No, Sudeikis. Sudeikis is his son, and then
right.
Together. And like he's like a famous photographer. He has like four reels of film, and he has to go get them developed, and it's like this whole journey with his son. Looks pretty neat. I think it's a beautiful Netflix original. 420 maybe it comes out. I'm not sure. Sorry. Around there. It's in late April. That looked neat. The Darkest Minds looks like a ripoff of X-Men.
Okay.
It's like, it's you know those Danger Children at Play? Or yeah. Caution Children at Play? It says Caution Children at, and it says Risk. And then, like, they take them to these, like, concentration camps, and then, like, there's no more children ever, but they're all evolving into these mutants. It's basically X-Men. One's wearing yellow, like rubber gloves that you'd wash dishes with. I'm like, she looks like Jubilee, and she's Asian. It's weird.
Is this a big production?
I'm not really sure. It didn't look like huge, but like it definitely looks like they have some CGI and shit floats, and it's just following a bunch of kids. It might be based off a novel, I'm guessing. Kind of looks like Maze Runner-y.
Graph novel or novel?
Probably like a young, what's that, young adult novel, I'm guessing. It might be graphic novel, I'm not sure. I've never heard of it, though.
Like the Babysitter's Club.
But The Darkest Minds, I don't know. I wasn't, like, too pumped on it.
I'm
usually
pretty
I
sure
am.
You'll probably rent it, though.
I'll probably watch it, yeah, when it comes out. I mean, I watched, like, I Am Number 4. That was crap, so.
Very forgettable.
Yeah. First Reformed. This is an A24 film, and I like them a lot. I think that.
First Reformed is what it's called?
First Reformed, yeah. It's Ethan Hawke. And he plays a pastor that seems like, from the trailer, it was kind of confusing, that he might be a terrorist. Because they're talking about how kids these days are doing all these shootings and, like, bombings and, like, the new people coming up. And they're like, well, why is it, like, occurring so much? And it seems like he starts to become fascinated and overtaken by it, and to where he's like, we need to do something about this. So I think he's going to make like a martyr of himself in a sense.
Okay.
It looked neat, and it's like, and all the shit was like the fucking role Ethan Hawke was born to play, and like, he's incredible. The movie's engrossing. It's insane. The girl from Mean Girls, the dumb one.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's Body as well. She's in it too. And it just, it looks dope though. It looks cool. You should check out the trailer. First Reformed.
What the fuck is her name?
You got your phone right in front of you. Look it up.
Yeah, I know.
Are you trying to play the brain game?
Yeah, I like doing that first. Amanda Seyfried.
There you go, dude. Look at you. He looked at his phone, everyone.
No, I did not.
Don't lie.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't take it away from me.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so do you have any news? Any other cool trailers you saw? No. I didn't really see anything else in the news either.
All the other trailers were just trailers that like you've fucking seen before, like Avengers.
Dude, and... fucking, I was watching, there's this one channel that shows like 15 minutes worth of trailers for that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching that. They played the Avengers trailer four times in it. Four times.
Yep.
Not like on accident either. Not like four times in a row.
But shitty channel.
Like one and then like two. It's fucking.
You don't subscribe to that, do you?
No, it just pops up because I've seen one before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that when I watch something shitty and I'm like, great, now I got to see a couple more of this on my list.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like videos for cats. Skateboarding,
mm-hmm.
And then that trailer thing. So, all right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched The Foreigner.
Yeah, so did I, kind of.
Yeah, you watched. Yeah.
I absorbed it. I know exactly what it's like.
It was like Aftermath with fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he goes and like tries to avenge his family and like tries to like keep talking to like people and be like, oh, I'm just so sad without them. Then they actually take revenge, but it was more like Taken 2. So it's like Aftermath meets Taken, after Taken. That's what I'll call it. But it's with Jackie Chan. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, and he's very...
I'm Wait.
Yeah, I'm Wait, because he just can't speak English, so that's part of it, is him speaking like that.
I enjoyed it. It's very predictable.
To a bunch of fucking Irishmen who have a very... It's a confusing political drama when it doesn't really have to be, but that shit is kind of convoluted the way they explain the IRA versus the Irish government versus the British government.
I held on to it. Was pretty linear.
I mean, we paused it like 9 times.
I understood what was happening, the pardons and all that shit. Like,
what is his job title?
Pierce Brosnan's?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Oh, okay, cool. So you were...
He was
you fucking idiot.
He's... No clue
what he was doing there.
No, he was like the general leader or whatever of that group of people, of the like new IRA, like the reformed IRA.
Yeah, the ones who took credit for the bombing?
No, the people that... Yeah, they said that they were IRA, but they were a different sect. He's saying that they weren't a part of the IRA. Yes.
Yeah.
They're like a reformed IRA. These people are like the old IRA, the ones that are doing the bombings. And then they were... Well, I don't want to spoil anything. So
yeah, I don't want to spoil it. It's
and kinda... he was trying to get pardons for the people from the British government. That's why he held them over their head and said, I can't get you the information you need until you give me these pardons and stuff.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, they're close to each other, but they fucking hate each other.
Yes. Yeah, basically. I don't know. I enjoyed the film. Jackie Chan's fucking... sick-ass martial arts.
He's
like
pretty
a lot.
Brutal. You think he does a bunch of bad stuff, but it doesn't turn out to be this bad. Like,
yeah, that is a weird thing. You're kind of like, well, wait, this is kind of taking away the moral compass of the character I'm supposed to be rooting for if he did this thing, and then he's like, nah, I didn't do that thing.
It just you thought like it I for did for 3 minutes, so you hate him for about 8 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, the total movie. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. It's not, like, amazing or anything, and it's predictable of what's going to happen, maybe not who's behind whatever, but like
it's a gritty Jackie.
I've enjoyed seeing him, so that gave it like a 6.5. I'd probably rewatch it again without paying attention to it as much.
I will concur on that 6.5.
Wow, I'm surprised that high.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood tonight, despite you.
So dumbfounded on politics in the movie, I thought you'd give it like a 4.
Oh, keep it up, keep it up.
What have you seen?
I saw Ready Player One.
How was that?
It's an independent movie. directed by this, one trick pony, Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
Production budget probably under $100K.
Yeah, easy.
It's, I was the only one in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only part of that was true.
Yeah, because
I was one of seven people.
10:20.
So dope. 10:20, and it was free. PM. I loved it. PM.
Yeah, just so people aren't like, I went at 10 a.m. and that cocksucker was wrong.
It was so full, dude. I saw Ready Player One. One of the best experiences I've had in the movies in a while, just because of one, no one was there, and I sat by no one. So tight. And the second experience is, it's a fucking strong nostalgic nerd hard on.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It didn't disappoint.
Yeah, that's good.
The nostalgia wasn't like one or two areas and the rest was completely devoid of it. It was
all of
fucking jam-packed.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from the reviews. It's just like, I mean, it's just powdered.
I'll watch it 10 times, and they're right. Like,
yeah, you know what I thought would be funny or fun to do is when it comes out on video, print out the Easter egg list that they have.
Yeah.
And then go through and try to check them off and shit like that. I would like to do that.
That'd be a blast.
DVD or something like that. Or make like a drinking game out of it, or like for every time someone like gets it first or some shit like that.
Yeah. I will say this, though, and I'm not giving anything away because it's obviously brand new and you haven't seen it yet as well. I only rate it like a 7.5 because the other parts of the movie that are the plot driven parts about the characters hold no weight with me.
Yeah. That's what I heard as well. I heard that it's like a super easy movie, but it's engrossingly awesome to watch.
That's
so it. While your brain's processing all of your surroundings and all of the cool tech and that philosophy of it and shit like that, and all the shit coming at you of all the characters that you've grown up loving,
yeah,
that like you don't have to think about the plot happening because it's so basic.
Yeah, and there are times when I kind of like clicked and I was like, oh man, it's been a lot of plot. Nothing really else. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, there are also better, way better Steven Spielberg young cast films.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking like E.T. and fucking like Super 8, like those are...
Super 8 was J.J. Abrams.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the same kind of cast.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that, I mean, that's like Spielberg. That's like a fucking like, hey, Steven, did I do it right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same with like, but I mean, yeah, there's like the cast from Goonies or It. Those are movies that like I resonate with the young cast.
Right, right.
It's the most dispensable cast
ever.
Did
you know that do you recognize the main kid?
The main kid is he's in another thing that we like.
Well, he's in Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh yeah, he's a little freak, and he's in Harry Potter.
Which was he in Harry Potter?
I think he was not Percival. Oh man, the main fucking dude who becomes an Obscurus.
Oh yeah, no, that's fucking God damn, it's the Flash. Ezra Miller.
That is Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
Oh.
Blowing your mind right now, dude.
Oh, man, you pulled one out. Beautiful.
No, those two actors, though, you're like, oh, yeah, that kid was a freak in that movie. And, oh, my God, the Flash was that fucking freak
in
that movie.
Yeah, that's cool. yeah, Ezra Miller's very personable.
Yeah, I know. He rocks as the Flash. Then you see him in that, and you're like, God, what a fucking creep. So, but same with, like...
Same thing here.
Is this kid good, though, like, in it?
Not really.
Okay. So it's bland.
Everyone is bland that's a regular human, except for, in my opinion, two characters, and they're a subcast.
Yeah, I got you.
But they still get screen time. They get like Korg amount of screen time.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
You know what I mean? Like they're there. Yeah. I liked. Oh man, it's such a fucking fatty. Like everything I wanted there to be a lot of. There was, because I know in the preview I saw the Akira bike,
yeah.
And seeing Kaneda's bike for that long on screen fully realized was so fucking dope.
Yeah, just like that payoff.
Little payoff like that, man, but like, it's crazy.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm seeing it tomorrow, I believe.
You're going to face melt your face.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to like it a lot, but that's also me. It sucks because I don't know certain things about the plot. I mean, I do, but I don't. But yeah.
I went in very naked.
But the feeling of what people were getting, like, I kind of have. So I kind of wish I didn't have that in my brain. But at the same time, I think that'll make me appreciate it more because people are like, oh, I was kind of let down by this and this. And I mean, it was okay, like, if they would have just got, like, this. But who knows? I guarantee that the plot's not going to be as cool as, like, any other. Like, no. There's a lot of other movies out there that have a cooler plot than this.
Yeah.
But it's going to look awesome. The kid was also in Dunkirk.
I think you'll really like.
He was the main kid in Dunkirk. Like, he was the dude running at the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole, almost like the whole movie was spent with him. That same dude.
Guy's got a lot of fucking stuff under his belt now.
Yeah.
I think you'll love the second act a lot.
Cool. I can't wait, yeah. Man. So you said 7.5?
Yeah.
Right on. Speaking of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, I just rewatched that. And fucking goddamn, that movie's a charm factory.
It's so wonderful.
Dan Fogler, fucking the kid that plays Newt, and the two girls, Queenie, and I can't remember the other one's name.
Yep. But, Queenie and her not as cool sister.
Yeah, that cast is just so awesome, and it's so imaginative, and like, I don't know, I think it's a really neat way to move that story and a cool setting to have it behind and shit like that. I'm stoked for fucking Crimes of Grindelwald, but I give Fantastic Beasts like an 8.5. That movie has a lot of rewatchability for
me. Rave about that. I've probably seen that movie 4 times.
Yeah, because it was on HBO Go.
Hell for a second. It is.
Yeah. Oh, shit, good.
I also saw One Punch Man. I rewatched that.
The whole season?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's so, oh man, like, it's so, so, so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And if season 2's just like it.
When's that coming out?
I don't know. I heard it was coming to fucking, like, Toonami in the summer.
That's insane, because, like, how long has One Punch Man been on Netflix? Like, over a year?
Oh, it's an old, it's, like, almost, like, 3 or 4 years after it was made.
Jesus. Get on it, man.
Yeah, work Man. On it.
One Punch Man is fucking incredible, though. I really enjoy that show.
So funny.
One Punch Man, 2015, so yeah, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, wait, maybe it'll say when the other one's releasing. Did you see that the Spider-Man for PS4, they dropped the date for it coming out? And, like, every date that I've seen has been wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, they dropped a bunch of little stuff for it. It's early
September. It's, like, September 7th. And, Jesus. Like, they're selling this fucking, like, the special edition. How much was your Shadow of the Colossus? 50? 60? 60?
Yeah, because it's a $40 game.
40, so they moved it up to 60 for the special edition? This is a $60 game, right?
Yeah.
I think on, if you're at Amazon Prime, remember you get it for $49.99, mm-hmm. then plus tax.
Yeah.
The special edition, $150.
Why? Does he come with it? A Spider-Man comes with it and goes and jizzes in your eye with his webs?
Okay, no. But Spider-Man does come with it in a way.
Oh, what a bust.
Yeah, you get a statue. Ah! You get a statue of him, and I can't, and it's not even by, like, Sideshow or something cool.
Dude.
Who knows? It could be a collectible. I don't know anything about collectibles, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, and then it comes with the metal case, just like Colossus did, right? That came in a metal tin, right?
Uh-huh.
You get a sticker. You get, like, fucking rare art for the game book. And like 4 skins, like a PlayStation avatar and something, and like a PlayStation background. And there's an unlockable that comes with it that you don't get with the regular game.
No.
Yeah, $150, dude. That's insane.
People paid like $200 for the fucking Fallout kit that came with a fucking like Fallout Pip-Boy, and like people bought a fucking Gears of War launch with a fucking a Lancer that lights up.
Huh?
The Pip-Boy, you could put your phone in it and play the fucking...
The Fallout game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is cute, but who the fuck wants a, you know, 3-pound plastic gauntlet on with your phone?
I bet that sold decently.
It did. That's what I'm saying. It's like these crazy, like, it'll be played with for 2 months toys for adults. It's like a fucking Happy Meal for a kid, but it'd be like if you asked your mom for a $20 Happy Meal when you were 8, would she say, go fuck yourself? Yeah.
Yeah, she would.
Most fans are like, bitch, I got the game.
Had to mow my lawn for a fucking used copy of Beetle Adventure Racing for Nintendo 64.
Oh, the classiest racing game experience. Dude,
I fucking loved Beetle Adventure Racing.
I had that one, and I did enjoy it. My favorite, though, was Rush 2024.
Yeah, doing the courses and doing the flips and shit.
Oh, the stunt course, dude. Doing, like, the biggest fucking flip. Yep.
The Rush was fucking dope. The racing in that Rush was not good. The Rush, fuck. Maybe it was called Rush 64, or it was called, like, Los Angeles or something like that.
Oh, Rush San Francisco Rush.
Yeah, that game was fucking rad. That was for 64, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that game was dope.
It was the one that was before that one.
2049. Yeah, I liked them both, don't get me wrong, but yeah. And if my favorite Nintendo 64 game, since you asked, Tony.
Oh, yes.
Probably it would go to Ocarina of Time.
Mine would be a tough one between...
I don't care.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You heard it here first. Paul's a fucking prick.
What were you about to say?
I forgot with all the fucking shittiness that was thrown at me.
Between probably GoldenEye and fucking Donkey Kong Country.
I hate you so much.
Was it that, those two?
No, bitch.
Yes, it might have been. Whatever.
It was going to be between three.
What? Turok?
Turok. Turok 2 with the expansion pack.
Donkey Kong Country was dope, though.
Probably Mario 64.
Yeah.
And Ocarina of Time and 007.
Oh.
Nope, 007.
Pod Racing was up there.
Wave Race was up there for me.
Wave Race was dope.
But it's short. Like, it's a boring short game.
The Wave Race is the one where they're on jet skis, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was really sick, and I played that game for, like, 2 weeks straight. I was out of school for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, there was another one that I really enjoyed. Something Thunder.
What?
Thunder, like, Wave Thunder or Thunder Wave or something. It was Speedboats.
Oh, shit, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hydro Thunder.
Hydro Thunder, yeah, I enjoyed that game as well. Those are fun racing games.
What's another fucking fun racing game? That Rush one was so badass. Mario Kart, obviously. Mario Kart's a blast. That one pissed me off a lot.
Fuck yeah, me and my brother would play all the time, and he was way too good at that game comparatively to me. I was like fucking like...
Like when people knew the secrets in the courses, I was like, how the fuck did you ever find this?
Then again, I played on the Wii, and that's how I am now. Like playing with people, they're like, this is fucking boring. Why would I want to play this? This is not fun. Like, and because I just played so much of it. The Wii one I thought was fucking great. The Switch makes me want to get a Switch because of like Zelda and Mario titles. Yeah. Those look so cool. Like,
oh, the Zelda's fantastic.
And, like, the Super Smash Brothers. Like, there's just, like, four or five titles that Nintendo has that are just, like, buy the whole console. You're like,
yeah, buy an entire console, you fucking
junkie.
Why
can't you just make this for other stuff?
And I heard they're just releasing a ton of Sega content.
Yeah, because they... Yeah, goddamn. But Sonic has been, like... I don't know, it's weird. Sega's been... Did they buy Sega?
I think they're just content licensing.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because, like, they...
Sega is still designing it, I think.
Okay, right on. Because they had shit for fucking like 64. Well, yeah, probably that. And god damn it, why can't I think Xbox and PlayStation? Like Sonic the Hedgehog, like Unleashed or whatever, that was for PlayStation 3 and Xbox.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
I don't know. It's a bummer that Sega, like, it's a bummer that Atari and Sega are not still consoles.
Oh, you'd rather
in the console war?
Thank God they're not, dude.
We'd have better prices and more technology.
Yeah, but then, like, think about all the fucking...
We fight between two competitors, and then Nintendo has a niche market.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, like, thank God for those just two, because you can own both of them for, like, fucking...
Oh, you're saying, like, I get it all.
Yeah, exactly, because all the games that are being made, even by those other console games, like, at least they're still developers in some way or another. I'd rather have that than fucking be like, damn, I have to buy a Sega this year, I have to buy a PlayStation this year, and the new Xbox. Like, what the fuck? Then again, Xbox, I probably will never get another one.
I would.
Because after this, because all the games that I want to play are all cross-platform.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I had an Xbox is because that was the dominant one that people had, so I had more friends on there to play online.
Now you realize.
And PS4s. No, PS4s also swung the opposite way. A lot more people have PlayStations now than they do Xboxes. A lot of people will just have dual consoles now, like I've noticed.
Yeah, you play with a lot of really baller dudes with dual consoles.
Well, I'm about to say, like four out of like the five people I play with all have... Both consoles. I mean, you know people with both consoles.
I do.
And you would probably... The only reason why you don't get one is because you don't like any Xbox titles.
Yeah, that's the only downside to Xbox is I don't like anything for the Xbox.
That's what I'm saying. Like, fucking... That's why I'll never buy another Xbox because like, all the fucking...
Like, when I was like, oh, you get God of War, you're like, God damn it, I'm going to get a PS4.
No, it was God of War Spider-Man. And the fact that you had it and a few other people had it that I used to play with online, so I was just like, fuck it. But thankfully, Josie got it for me for my birthday.
Oh,
that was very nice of her.
That's nice. Back to the racing games. 1080 and Extreme G.
1080 was dope.
Yeah.
F-Zero X. You ever jam that one? I liked F-Zero X a lot.
Yeah.
That was another lawn mowing to get. And the used copy at Blockbuster.
I preferred Extreme G just because it didn't feel quite as kiddish. I felt like I was in a serious race.
Mm.
And I sucked so much at it.
Sure.
And they looked cool, dude.
Yeah. Did you ever play Army Men 3D?
What, like once?
Such a dope game.
I enjoyed it enough, but I was like, I didn't own it, so I was like, I don't give a shit. I have
that makes sense.
I have Blast Corps and
not
fucking
only that,
Wave Race.
It was one of those ones that you couldn't save. So you'd have to restart the game every
time. Star Fox, goddamn.
Star Fox, but well worth it. That's a good playthrough game. That's like, what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours?
I remember spending like a lot of holidays in my uncle's basement, like where my niece and nephew had their N64, playing with them. And we just take turns on levels, trying to get through Star Fox.
And all the different play-it variations and shit.
Oh, you're going different routes.
Yeah, that shit's so dope.
All right.
All right, so I saw American Made.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise, and it's about this guy that runs... Well, first he's like stealing Cuban cigars while he's working for an airline. Then the CIA approaches him and asks him to take photographs, I believe, of drug cartel.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up like working for the drug cartel while taking photos of them. And then there's a war in Nigeria and the CIA wants him to drop guns to them. So then he's dropping guns to them, taking pictures of the Colombians, getting coke from the Colombians, flying it back to Louisiana and giving the pictures to the CIA. Like it's the most fucking crazy thing ever. It's based on true events.
Was it fun?
I thought you saw it.
I mean, did you think it was fun?
I thought it was a blast.
Yeah.
I think if you would have had it, was your rip like all the mouse were off?
Yep.
Yeah, I started watching it, Josie and I.
I think it was a real phony movie for me.
Yeah, when Josie and I watched it, that rip, she was like, turn it off. I don't even want to see this.
Turn it off. I was like, I can't even.
I was like, this seems like a cool premise. And I'm really happy that I went and got it because, yeah, that movie rocked. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Like, it's not amazing or anything like that, but I give it like a 6.5 or like a 7. For sure worth a watch. Not badly audio subbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like almost a full sentence off.
Yeah, I know.
That was terrible to watch. I don't know how you sat through that.
Like I said, I think I spent about 3/4 of my time on my phone.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Phony.
Oh, okay, right on. Gotcha. I didn't catch that the first time you said it. What else you see, bro?
Let's call me Phony Tony so we know we're talking about it and not just calling each other phonies.
You said the movie was phony. So I thought you meant, and I was like, oh, because it looked fake, because the audio was off.
And I was like, no, I mean, like, I'm on my phone, sorry.
Yeah, I got you.
What did you ask?
What else have you seen?
That's it.
We're still in this?
Huh?
I've read Infinity. It's like this 866-page comic that has to deal with Thanos coming to Earth to find his son and kill him.
Thanos has a son?
Yeah, his name's...
Banos?
No, it's Thane. T-H-A-N-E, Thane.
Oh, and I do have one more. Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, it's a fucking really awesome book. Like, there's so much sci-fi and space shit because it brings in the whole, like, alien races of Marvel, which I know fuck all about. So I'm like, who the fuck are the builders? They're just, like, this, like, alien race that comes in. They call it Raising Planets, R-A-Z-E. And they just demolish them and then rebuild the planets in their image, that what they want. Or they go to a world and have you kneel to them and they just own your world. So they like own the Kree and like all this shit. It's wild. But the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, the Accuser, Ronan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the leader of the Kree and they're on his world. So he's in the book a lot too. He was a neat character to read. I've never read him before. But yeah, dude, the book's fucking massive. It took me like 4 days to read or some shit like that. Not like, wasn't like that many hours, but over fucking like four 48. Different days. 48. That's more than that, bud.
Yep, I'm counting.
48.
72.
You're already laughing at it. Oh, it's getting up there.
96.
96 friggin' hours for 866 pages. Kid's an idiot. But no, Infinity, it's a blast, but it's fucking super, one of those like really in-depth ones that I don't know a lot about all the characters.
Yeah, it's thick as dicks.
It really is, yeah, but it's dope. I didn't know that Thanos had a son named Thane and shit, and it's cool, like he's an Inhuman, and I like the Inhuman storyline. I know you don't know dick about that.
No.
But yeah, if you have Comixology, it's free right now. It's a fucking nice, thick read, and I think you'll enjoy it. But you gotta pay attention to a lot of stuff.
Thick, fulfilling, deep read.
Well, yeah, because they're like, oh, hey, this is the blah, blah, blah aliens. And you're like, all right, cool. Then they give you four more, and then they talk in a conversation about what they're gonna do and name all of them. And you're like, I don't know who's who now.
Tell me more.
I guess I have to read later on and just see who it happens to. I know what they look like. Wish they'd just show pictures of them, like, while they're talking about them.
Yeah, I would help you.
Or give me a key at the beginning of the book. Just deep sci-fi. Maybe I'm just dumb.
I like that shit. I like hard sci-fi.
That's why I think that you would like this, but like, yeah, you just don't get much.
You have the fucking Marvel Encyclopedia. Why don't you do your damn due diligence and look them up?
Yeah, I don't think these were made when that... Like, I don't think these things existed. They might have. What was that?
Nothing.
What'd you just do?
I did whatever I wanted.
What was it?
It's a pen thingy.
Oh,
I'm so powerful. My thumb, I barely touched it. It snapped the fucking like a
good Sharpie.
What is it? It's mine, bitch.
It's the pocket hook.
The pocket hook. Yeah. I break pocket hooks. It's what I do.
Infinity. I give it like a 7.5 read.
All right. I also watched Under the Electric Sky. It's about the Electric Daisy Carnival. I've watched it like 3 times. I only watch it for, it's therapeutic for me because I was really sad on Monday. But watching that documentary, it's almost like pure, stupid, hippie, techno happiness. And it's all about like just spreading like good energy and love. And they just dance to fucking electronica all night. And you like meet all the DJs in the documentary.
Wow, that reminds me of you like in Bonnaroo, like silent techno. I wonder if that's like a thing.
It could be, because like, I like experience. Watch the crowd like dancing in his slow motions to like techno music and like EDM, and I'm like, oh wow,
oh I love this,
oh this is a nice place to feel.
I am fucking in love with this feeling. I'd like to marry it.
It's
but
a
yeah.
cool feeling, dude.
No, that's neat. I like that.
So I watched that again. I give that an 8 out of 10 only because it does like, it is like a therapy session for me.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Thanos. I read the first 6 issues of that. It was part of the Marvel Now
Son
thing.
Son of Banos.
Nope. The Marvel Now was like their attempt to do the DC New 52, but they kept all their continuity and just called everything number ones. Like they're like, we're going back to number one, but it's the same storyline that's been happening. Then we'll go back to the original numbers once DC stops doing that thing they're doing right now.
Jesus.
It was weird as fuck. It was like a weird, not tactical move to try to like get like people to that didn't read comics to start buying them, because like, oh, they're at a number one, I can start at the beginning, not fucking issue 689. Turns people off from trying to get into some, like I see Sons of Anarchy on Netflix, I'm like, whoo, that's a commitment.
It's a thick commitment, man, but I'd watch it with you. Yeah. You want to start it?
No,
tonight
I started watching, speaking of series, Trollhunters.
Oh, yeah, at the behest of Josie.
Yeah, Josie was like, hey, we should watch Trollhunters. I went over there today. She's like, watch the first episode with me. I was like, all right, cool. I wasn't like, fuck that, I hate it.
Yeah.
But it's a CGI show starring Anton Yelchin and fucking Frasier,
yeah.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
And he plays one of the trolls, and fucking Anton is the new troll hunter or whatever. It's fucking actually really enjoyable and dope. It's fun how they do it. Like, every episode, since it's made for Netflix, is like a cliffhanger, and then boom, you're right in it to the next one. 23 minutes
long. Which is the best?
23 minutes long. It's really cool.
You got it.
Guillermo del Toro wrote the book, wrote the adaptation for the fucking Netflix. He directed it. He executive produced it. Like, it's Guillermo del Toro, like in a CGI cartoon by DreamWorks. It's fucking cool. I gave it, so far I'm only on like episode 5, but I watched 4 consecutively. Like it was 7.5 at the moment. Probably go up though. It's really neat. I like the lore too. The lore is really cool in it too.
What
would like
made
that.
Josie watch this?
No idea. She was just like, oh, this looks like easy and light. I just don't want to like really get into something deep. And then she started watching it and she's like, whoa, this person's in it. This person's in it.
I'm blown away. Hey, stop scratching the cherry, fat red dick.
Wow.
What?
Fat red dick.
What?
Nothing. But yeah, check out Trollhunters.
I calls him as I sees him.
Calls him as I sees him. All right, man. What else are you seeing? That it?
That's it.
All right, dude. Let's hop into Test of Tony. We watch Predators with Adrian Brody.
Adrian fucking bro D.
Yeah, he was a pretty broed out.
He was
in this
pretty
movie.
Bro douche and in this movie.
Eric Foreman's in it.
Eric Foreman
Topher
is in
Grace.
It. Machete. He's in it.
Yeah.
There's a samurai.
Yes, there's a samurai.
Couple predator, couple different breeds
and,
of predators.
And the girl from fucking I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in that too. I don't know her name.
Dude, this movie's fucking sweet.
Do you like it?
This movie's a blast.
Dude,
it's so serious, but it's also fun. But it does have gore. It's got cool fucking action.
Yeah.
A lot of predator action.
Yeah. And like the two warring predator armies, that was a new thing. That was
That's
sweet.
A cool,
or
like,
camps.
Fucking blood feud shit.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's enjoyable. It's
Morpheus
only enjoyable once every 2 years, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that movie again, but I gave it a lot more credit than I did the first time I saw it.
Yeah, it comes in hard.
Yeah, I was
and
more
forgiving. And they're corny. Like, all the characters are kind of corny.
That's the only thing. I think back to, like, the original Predator, and yeah, there was, like, corniness to it, but it's well done.
Original Predators, I just watched a really good analysis of it. It's fantastically done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a really good drama, the way it's shot, everything. All the characters are fucking like memorable and they don't feel cheeky.
Yeah.
It's great.
Predator is amazing. That's why I think that like Predators obviously.
Has a tough time, a tough road to follow.
Yeah. But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot actually. So yeah, it's fun. Check out fucking Predators, dude.
Check out Predators. It'll be a good time.
What do you give it?
I give it some 8 out of 10. It's a kind of a blast of a fucking...
I'd go like 7.5, but I enjoyed it a lot more than I did. I probably would have given it like a 4 back in the day. I'm like, that movie fucking sucks. Yeah,
fucking lame new Predator.
Oh, God. Stupid. And I also like used to like I the first time I saw AVP, I was like, this is incredible. AVP Requiem, I was like, there's bad stuff in this. I know there is, but those movies are just so cool anyways. Like, goddamn, like, if they gave it to someone that wrote well, could you imagine how dope that would be?
Yeah.
Like, nowadays?
Yeah.
I understand they're like, hey, we're making an AVP movie. You're not going to know anyone who's working on it, though.
Yeah, it's just going to be a big list of no names, and there's not even that much fucking, like, awesomeness to the prequels.
And it's also weird that, like, there's not a writer out there, like, pursuing it. Like, the guy that did it, like, wanted to do it. He's like, I want to do that. I've, like, went to go talk to them about, I pitched them this.
I don't know.
Like, why isn't someone pitching, like, a dope Predator movie?
I'm trying to think, like, who does dope alien action movies?
Ridley Scott.
Yeah, he's really stuck on one, though.
Yeah, he is. He's like, I'm doing the aliens.
Dug into aliens like fucking...
Get out of my face.
Like no one.
Like, what if the dude that did Arrival, didn't he do Sicario too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he knows action, and he also knows how to tell a really good story.
He should do it. Hey, guy who wrote Sicarios.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name. I know that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, let's hop into Movie of the Week.
Movie of the Week!
Okay, so we watched The Titan. 3/4 of this movie's dope, and the plot is dope as fuck, and fucking, like, it felt like someone was, like, knock, knock, knock on the writer's door. They're like, you gotta end this in 5 minutes. He's like, oh, shit, and then fucking blah, 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 blah,
gun to their head,
blah,
they ended it.
Yeah, because, like, the last 20 minutes, shit happens for no reason, and you're just forced through the end.
I'm seriously, like, it's the equivalent of if I got 3/4 of a blowjob, I would be almost as annoyed as I am by 3/4 of this movie concluding the way it did.
Yeah.
I waited for the conclusion. I was like, it's going to be dope as fuck because shit's going smooth. So what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That was my reaction. Well, and I was like,
to what?
And huh?
To a transformation that takes place?
To certain transformations as well as people's actions towards.
People's actions, I'll give you.
Towards a fucking.
I like the transformation. I thought that was cool.
It was so abrupt.
No, I'm saying.
It
like,
went from like headaches to a lot. Different.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like to how, like to what it looked
like
at the end.
Like I said, love the elements up to the transformation.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
They looked cool if those transformations were like.
Slowed down?
In the movie gradually.
Yeah, instead of like all, yeah.
Things transforming slowly into it instead of it being like, there's a ton of like little stuff here and there, but I kind of look all identical. And then out of nowhere, I wake up a fucking pile of fucking, you know, alien guts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
You feel me, dude?
Yeah.
You fucking drop what I'm fucking dripping?
Yep. I'm drop what you drip. Yeah.
You sucking what I'm fucking?
Yeah. That's what it is. Yikes. So the Titan. That was the dude from Clash of the Titans, right?
Yeah, he was in a lot of Titans.
And he was also in like one of the Terminator movies?
Yeah, he was in Terminator... Salvation. Yeah, he was like the fucking robot dude who didn't know he was a robot.
Yeah.
Spoilers. He's like, what do you mean, dude? My mom gave birth to me.
Rip. Oh, my God. My insides are metal.
My chest is a nuclear reactor.
Jesus. But yeah, he's actually not bad in it, though.
Thought that was a heart murmur.
Like, if that movie would have been like 20 minutes longer, which is weird because like Netflix. All right. This is one thing. It's a Netflix original, right?
Yeah.
It seems like they pump out like really long content.
They do. And they also pump out these like ingenious ideas that never seem to fucking click. Because some of these could be cult classics.
Yeah, Mute was awesome, and then it was just kind of like, meh. But Babysitter...
It fell on itself. Babysitter was,
that was a good
fucking
one.
Cool.
Yeah, so they knocked it out. Well, then again, it's just like their shows. There's certain shows I'm sure they do that are shit.
Yeah, they
then
make
got, like,
the
House of Cards.
The Ranch is another one.
Yeah, I've never watched it, but then you got House of Cards, and you got fucking Daredevil, but then you have fucking Iron Fist, you know?
Yeah.
So they swing a lot, and sometimes they connect. But
they do. They take more swings than anyone, and this shit just gets released, which I am utterly grateful.
Right? Yeah. Paradox, like Cloverfield Paradox.
They release anime like no one else, too. It's fucking dope.
They do that, yeah. But
shout out to Dominic and Dan and all my homies out there on the anime scene, dude.
Jesus.
What? What'd I say?
Cloverfield Paradox was one of those ones, too. It started off like this, and Mute. Like, it has, like, sick premises.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the payoff at the end, and you're just like, fuck. But I feel like that movie could have been better had they just extended it 20 minutes and give a little bit more explanation.
A little more, yeah, a little on the back end, dude. Like, you ran out of budget on your last day of shooting?
I don't know. It was like an hour and 35 minutes. It felt really rushed.
Pathetic.
But yeah, I give it, like, since, like, that ending was that what it was. That movie had a potential to be, like, 7.58, but I'll give it, like, a 4.
I give it a fucking 3.
Yeah, 3.
Don't disappoint me like that again, Netflix. If you're listening here, you heard it here first.
All right, so next week we're going to do Lord of War. And for Tessa Tony and Meeting Evil for Movie of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here.
Just,
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
I know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cast, it's fantastic.